Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. So here we are for, I think this is our seventh show. So we've been on the air for 7 weeks now, and this is very exciting. And tonight I have a good friend of mine from the Ottawa area. I have my friend Miriam Goldman. Hi, Miriam. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Yeah, things are going well. It's 8 o'clock at night. It's still light out, and I can't complain about that. That's for sure. So tell me a little bit. Yeah. You're delaying a little bit, so I'm going to try to pause a little bit to make sure I get your answers in. But the first thing I want to ask you is, you know, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about what you do with WordPress, who you are, some of your hobbies, because I know you've got some pretty, actually not pretty cool, really cool hobbies that I love watching you excel at. So tell us, you know, introduce yourself to us.
Yeah, so I'm a developer, and I've been doing web development for about 14 years now. And for the last 10 years, I've been doing mostly WordPress. And so that's my career, and I love it. And especially, I love just being able to just jump in. And right now, I have not found a theme that I have not been able to bend to my will. That is a point of pride that I have in our company, because sometimes clients have ridiculous demands, and the theme natively will not play nice. So I make it play nice.
I love it.
And outside of that, we'll go with what I've longest is I'm a clarinet player in a local community concert band. So I started playing clarinet in grade 7 because I did not want to take art class, and I just kept on playing it. So that's 22 years now that I've played clarinet. And then 12 years ago, I started karate because I wanted to get in shape and because I liked Power Rangers when I was a kid. And I thought Jason David Frank was hot.
Which color was he?
He was, at the time, he was green, and then he went to white, and then I don't know what happened.
Okay.
And so I've been doing karate for 12 years. I'm currently a third-degree black belt, and I'm one of the senior instructors at my dojo. Mm-hmm. And a dojo is basically a karate school. And then about almost 5 years ago, I started taking ballroom dance lessons because I wanted to try something new, and I like watching Dancing with the Stars. And so I started taking group lessons, and there was a new teacher who came over from Russia, and he had a special on private lessons, and I fell in love with it. And then out of the blue, one time I decided, I'm like, hey, let me try competing. And I just fell in love with competition. So I do pro-am, which is basically like Dancing with the Stars. Like what's a good comparison? My teacher is Maxim Shmirkovsky, and I am any one of his partners, like Kirstie Alley. Let's just use Kirstie Alley because she's the first partner of his I can remember.
Okay, cool. She might have a few inches on you, though. I think she's a little taller.
Yeah, I'm quite short.
But you're taller than me.
Probably not by much.
That's right. We're at the lower end of the spectrum for sure.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I admire so much that you don't just do these things. I mean, I love that you do them. Don't get me wrong. I think it's truly admirable. I love how you go outside of your comfort zone and even post them on Facebook to show people the wonderful things that you're doing all the time. I think it's fantastic. Like I've sat and watched your dance videos and been so excited for you to watch you like finish that dance and like the smile on your face and everything afterwards. It's really inspiring. So thank you for sharing all those things with us.
Oh, no problem. I really only started sharing them on Facebook is because of all my high school friends. They're out in Calgary. And they can't come watch me, so I make sure to get video for them. And then I have relatives who aren't in the city. Like, I have one uncle in Toronto and one in Winnipeg. And, of course, they want to support their niece. And so I just posted there because it's the easiest way to get it out to my friends and family who don't live in the same city as me.
And all your WordPress friends as well, because a lot of us are supporting you and cheering you on as well. That's fantastic. So show me your mug. What mug are you drinking from today?
Today, I am drinking from my WordCamp Los Angeles mug.
Can you put it a little closer to the camera? Oh, very cool.
So that was a speaker gift I got when I was speaking this past September in Los Angeles. I did the Woman in WordPress panel.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was actually quite good timing that I was in Los Angeles at that time.
Which is why?
It's because that was the weekend that Ottawa had their tornadoes.
Oh. You guys have had some severe weather over the last years.
Yeah, we literally, not in my area of town, but closer to where our friend Sean lives, they had a tornado this week.
I saw that. He posted that on Facebook. That was very scary.
Yeah, he was fine. And I lived on the west end of town, so there's nothing near me. And luckily, there's no damage to my neighborhood. I just lost everything in my freezer because apparently it happened, I think, on the Friday. I flew back on the Monday, if I remember correctly, and the power had only come back on that morning, and I flew in the evening, so.
Yeah, so you had a little bit of food to replace.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad, because I made sure to try and eat most of it, so it was it was unfortunate, because I had some good leftovers that I had cooked and up and everything, but, I mean, first world problems, I'm complaining about leftovers. There are people who were in the affected zones who lost their houses, so.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah, severe weather is one of those things, there's nothing you can do. It's going to happen. Well, I'll share my mug. So this is my mug that is from WordCamp Montreal, 2017, I believe.
Yep, because I have
We were both there, that's right. And so I am drinking water this evening. What's in your cup?
I am having some decaf coffee.
Oh, very good. I've had a lot of coffee today. So as I said, it's after 8 o'clock in the evening. So I did switch to water to, you know, kind of wet my whistle and get me through the rest of the evening without keeping me up till morning.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how you got started with WordPress. What brought you into the WordPress, using WordPress as a medium and then to the WordPress community?
Well, I started with WordPress because at the time, I was kind of one of my friends. They were putting together a band for their church. For some reason, they wanted a clarinet player. I was like, okay, cool. Why not? And then they're like, hey, you're a web developer. Can you build us a website? And I said, sure. But we want to maintain it ourselves so we don't have to bug you all the time. So there went the whole static HTML. And so I was just like, okay, let me look at content management systems. And I researched Joomla, I researched Drupal, and WordPress I found was the best user-friendly. And I felt it was the best for my friends to be able to use. So I started just tinkering around with WordPress in 2008, 2009. And then I got lucky in that a job I got hired onto in 2012. I was pretty much using WordPress full-time there. And so that's where I've been using professionally. And in terms of the WordPress community itself, I started attending WordCamps in 2013 when Ottawa had its first WordCamp. It was pretty much my boss sent me a link saying, hey, you should go to this. There'll be some good things. What can you bring back to the company? So I attended in 2013, attended in 2014. Ottawa didn't have one in 2015, so I went to Montreal, and that's where I started to become friends with people like Jasmine and Megan Haynes and Sean Hooper, because all the Ottawa people just gravitated to each other. And then the next year, I was encouraged by my manager at the time to start speaking. So I spoke at WordCamp Ottawa that year, and then the meetup organizer asked me to speak at meetup, and then it just started to snowball because I was too hard on myself after my first speaking experience. And at the time I said, I don't want to speak again, but I will help organize. And yeah, that didn't exactly happen that way.
Well, we're lucky that you didn't stick to that because, you know, I've heard some awesome talks and you've put together some pretty amazing panels over the years. So yeah. At this part, you are an integral part of the, not only just the Ottawa WordPress scene, but definitely the global WordPress scene. So we're glad that you stepped outside your comfort zone and continue to do that, or danced outside it, or kicked your way outside it, or any of the above, depending on your mood at the moment. That's awesome. When you think about the Word or the WordPress websites you've seen, or websites in general, you know, you and I have seen hundreds, if not thousands, of websites we've been involved with, we've helped people with, et cetera. What do you think is one of the things that people don't pay enough attention to? So they skip over it, or they skimp on doing it. But something that would definitely make their website better and, you know, make it more appealing, or any of, adjective you want to apply to it. But what's something you think that people need to pay more attention to?
I actually think it's, there's two actually that I would say. Mm-hmm. First is content. I've seen so many websites that have just been like, it's so easy, but the content is not optimized and you just can't find the information you want to find on the website. And related to that is images, and especially image optimization. I have seen websites that have beautiful pictures, and I'm not saying that it's the quality of the pictures themselves. They're like almost too good, but people just upload them, and whether the person who built them the website either forgot or didn't know, the images are not optimized for the web, and your page load speed is horrendous. And especially if you're on a mobile phone in an area that you only have like 3G or even less, you're not going to get that loading very fast because not everybody has LTE available.
And what happens when somebody's pictures aren't loading is they hightail it right out of there. That's right, yeah. So that's a good lesson, absolutely, to teach people is I love that you talked about those things. That's, yeah, absolutely integral to a site that people want to stay on and visit. So I once had somebody come to me at the WordPress meetup here in Rochester. She said, I don't understand it. Nothing is loading on my homepage. But she had a hero image that was 6,000 pixels wide and 300 DPI. So it was never going to load. It was 13 minutes and it was still spinning. And then we downsized it and it loaded like a charm. It was really a lot faster. So that's definitely good advice. Absolutely. What's something that you wish you'd known when you started working in WordPress that you've learned since then that would have made life a lot easier back then?
I know it seems like in today's day and age, it's kind of like a duh, but when I started, I never thought about responsive templates. I just like, oh, this looks good. And then it was, I don't know if it was the WordCamp 2014 or 2015, but it was one of my early WordCamps that I attended a responsive design talk, and I don't even remember who did it. It's been that long. But it was talking about how you need to take your themes and all your extra things, and just simple things like adding the meta viewport and making sure that you don't have fixed widths and everything, and that you have more of a maps width. And just that was just a life changer for me, and it really helped. And I brought that back, and we had built a software that was hosted on WordPress, but it was basically like advanced surveys. And it was not responsive at all. It was not mobile friendly when I started in 2012. And by 2014, it was mobile friendly. And it made the world of the difference. And I managed to convince the designers who were more of the print to give us mobile first designs mm-hmm. rather than desktop first.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense because almost 50% of every website, you know, all the sites that are viewed on mobile first, right?
Exactly. I think it's even more than that these days, especially.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Big sizes. And it gets harder now because you have all the different device widths. Like, yes. So I have the 8 Plus iPhone. So I have a pretty big screen, but there are still people, I still have my old iPhone SE lying around, and that's such a tiny little screen. So my thing is that what I learned, and that for me, yes, it's WordPress, but it's in general web development. Look at the smallest size you need to do and make sure everything fits on there mm-hmm. and that you're not losing any content.
It's about being able for it to scale up and down, right?
Yeah.
And also being able to turn off certain features on mobile.
Exactly.
Yeah, certain things like parallax don't always work on mobile phone.
Yeah.
Very good. Absolutely. So what are, I know you've attended a lot of WordCamps. I've attended a lot of WordCamps. We've been a lot of WordCamps together even. When you think of both attending WordCamps as an audience member, speaking at WordCamps and meetups and all those different things that you've done in the community, is there one or two experiences that you had that really stand out as having made a difference for you?
Yeah. So for me, it was actually an Ottawa meetup. It was the one right after WordCamp Ottawa 2016. Mm-hmm. Rick Ratko, who was leading the meetup, wanted to feature lightning talks. So he asked me to redo my WordCamp presentation. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll go, because even if it goes horrible, at least I'm at a pub and I can get a drink. And of course, at the time, I'd had technical difficulties, as many people do. My laptop wouldn't work, so I could not show my slides. But I knew my topic inside and out, and I just went from memory. And it went so good. And that's where I had the lightning rod moment, where I was like, hey, I'm actually okay with talking in front of people. It's just the slides I'm horrible at doing. So why don't I try this panel? And so that's when I decided that I was going to do the Women in WordPress panel at WordCamp Ottawa 2017. And that's when the whole panel idea took off. And we had such a great reception for that, that it basically spurred me to basically travel more. And I got to go, I did it in Rochester that year, and I was very happy that you were part of the panel.
Thank you.
And then, I mean, I got to go to Los Angeles and Miami. I just did it in Calgary last month. And so that was a life changer for me. And related to that is seeing how much it makes an impact. To this day, the biggest reception we've gotten from the panel that I have done, I know other people have done similar ones, but the ones I have moderated, WordCamp Seattle 2017, we had such a great response. There was kind of like a green room afterwards that the speakers were encouraged to come and carry on the Q&A. I missed the next session and a half just answering questions and talking with people.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So thank goodness for WordPress.tv, because there were sessions I really wanted to attend, so I ended up watching them when they were published. But knowing that it made such a big impact just, I guess, validated my decision to do these panels and to continue doing the panels and not thinking, oh, it's a tired subject, it's been done. No, it's not, because there's always different voices that need to be heard. And if all I need to do is pitch it, find 3 to 4 women who are willing to share their stories, and then guide the conversation, I'm totally cool with that.
That's awesome. I was actually in the room when you did it for the first time in Ottawa that year. And I remember feeling like listening to those women on the stage, share their experiences. And it was very validating, I think, for everyone in the room, because yes, we all have very different experiences and we all have different histories, but there's a common thread throughout them. You know, somebody would resonate within me, some others, maybe stories, maybe not so much that they, you know, happen to me personally, but the feeling of solidarity in that room between the women was phenomenal. So thank you for bringing that to WordPress. I think that was phenomenal as well.
Yeah, and I was just listening to a podcast today, Tina Turovadik, and I'm probably saying her last name wrong. So Tina, if you're watching this, I am so sorry. But she was just even mentioning about how much being on the panel meant to her and how much that made an impact. And that just made my day. I'm just like, just something simple as saying yes to somebody being on a panel and making such an impact on them, I'm like, wow, okay. And so my goal now is to apply to European WordCamps in 2020, once mm-hmm. I can figure out the finances for it, and hopefully do the panel there if I can find.
That's That's great. That's amazing. Yeah, that was an amazingly rich contribution to the WordPress community. So again, thank you for that. You have something that I have, I don't want to say envied or jealous of, but, and I don't want to say lusted after, because that sounds like the wrong connotation as well, but you have something that I wish was hanging in my closet in my size, and that's that blue dress that you wear. Can you explain that dress to the people who are watching?
Yes. So a couple of years ago, one of my best friends sent me this dress because she knew I like to wear dresses, and she knew, as most pretty much all women know, that dresses with pockets are very hard to come by. And so she's like, Miriam, you need this. And I saw it, and it was a blue dress covered in JavaScript code. And she's like, oh, and I had red hair at the time. And she's like, you could do Miss Frizzle for Halloween. And that's all. So I bought the dress. And then on a whim, when I decided to start speaking in 2017, that's the year I bought it, I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to wear this. And I get so many comments about that dress. And so it is now my lucky speaking dress. And I even wore it when I was teaching a JavaScript course for Canada Learning Code. I even, and appropriately enough, it was intro to JavaScript. So I'm like,
perfect.
I need to wear the JavaScript dress.
Yeah. I think you were wearing that dress actually the first time I ever met you. And I was
in Montreal 2017, I think.
Or no, it was Ottawa. It was Ottawa.
Ottawa, yeah. I was wearing it because the first day I wore the dress underneath my organizer t-shirt. Second day I was like, okay, I'm done speaking. I don't want to wear the same dress 2 days in a row.
Yeah, that was awesome. I remember looking at it and looking twice like, that's code. She's got code on her dress.
I can't say it validates because I haven't tried that yet, but maybe that's what I'll do one day when I have some downtime.
There you go. Spend my vacation making sure my dress is actually valid code.
Exactly. And unfortunately, it's not for sale anymore. So I've checked the website where I bought it from. So it's now kind of a unique item. I'm sure other people out there have it, but I haven't seen it in the WordPress community.
Yeah, I haven't either. You're the only one I've seen wear it. So I love it. I think that's awesome. It's uniquely you. It's fantastic. I've got some rapid fire questions for you. I say rapid fire because they come off my tongue very easily, but you don't have to answer them quickly. You can put as much thought and as you'd like to into the responses. But the first question is, what are 2 to 4 must-have plugins when you develop a website for somebody?
Okay, you would definitely need Yoast. It's definitely one of them. What's another good one? I'm a big fan of WordFence. Mm-hmm.
So far, SEO and security, for anybody who might not know. Security
are the two big ones. What else is standard for us? For me, because I live in Canada, you need to have a multilingual plugin. So I use WPML. There are other plugins out there. And then you need a contact form of your choice. So for me, it depends on the use. I go between Contact Form 7 and Caldera Forms.
Yeah, I'm hearing that a lot too. And, you know, those of us who know Josh and Christy, will make them very happy when they hear that on our show.
Exactly.
Because of course they're Caldera Forms. So, and I, you know, another vote for Caldera Forms for me as well. I was going to ask you which form builder you use, but you beat me to it. So, yeah, that's great. Any other plugins that you enjoy? Like, what do you use for backup? Backup plugin.
Backup. I do it manually, so I don't use the backup plugin. Mm-hmm. So, I just go into my cPanel. And I do manual backups, and I throw them up on, I do two steps. So I keep it on my local machine, and then I also throw it up on the cloud.
Very good. So that redundancy is important.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. What is one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
Probably was something so simple was messing with the HD access file when I shouldn't have.
Yeah. Basically, at least that's an easy one to fix.
Yeah. I mean, it seems so simple. And the other one wasn't specifically WordPress, but it was messing with file permissions. Because I was trying to move some stuff around in a file editor, file manager, and things were going haywire. And then I tried to SSH and change a whole bunch of permissions. And then what I learned from that is don't touch file permissions with WordPress.
That's probably a good advice for everybody, for sure. Introduce us to the person walking around behind you over there.
Oh, yes, that is my dog, Sasha. He is a Jack Russell Corgi mix. He is 8 years old, and he is extremely cuddly and will probably want to go out in about half.
He's the love of your life, I think, isn't he?
He is. It's just me and him in this apartment, so he's my first son.
I remember that you did a video once on Facebook of you opening the door after you'd been away.
Yeah. And
it was really cute how excited he was to see you come home. What is your proudest WordPress moment?
It's not so much WordPress itself, but it's with the WordPress community. And I would actually have to say it's continuing to speak. Because if I hadn't had the courage to get over my disappointment with how I felt and speak again in 2017 and put together the paddle, I wouldn't have been encouraged to go speak outside of my local community, and I wouldn't have been making all the friends that I've been making.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you did too, then. Your dog. It's funny.
Well, he's not going to stop.
That's okay. It was fun watching him try to jump on that couch with his short little legs. If you weren't working in web, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
At this point in my life, actually running a karate school.
I could see you doing that for sure.
Because that is my favorite thing to do. Like, tonight my class is at 6 o'clock, but I went there for 5:15 because there was a kid's class right before mine. And it was last weekend was the annual black belt grading. And so we had about 4 new junior black belts. And so teaching them their new kata for the first time and treating them as black belts and not as color belts is amazing. And when I get to run belt tests for the color belts, it's just seeing the joy on your student's face when they get a concept, even as simple as doing the kick with the right leg, is just like, it lifts you up and it makes you a better martial artist and a teacher and a person.
That's awesome. I could totally see you doing that. And I can see why the kids are especially close to your heart. Absolutely. That's wonderful. What is something on your bucket list?
It's actually right now, it's very simple, is travel to Europe. I've never been outside North America and I want to fix that.
Yeah, that sounds great. I've never been to Europe either. So maybe I'll see you over there someday because it's on my list as well.
I'm hoping that I can afford to go. I can't go this year. Mainly finances and also the fact that I have a dance competition the same weekend. But hopefully in 2020, it will work out that I can go to a WordCamp Europe.
That'd be exciting. We'll both have to apply to speak and see if we can get accepted.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. Show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have.
Hidden talent. I would have to say is that I'm actually a very good cook.
Oh, I did not know that.
It's something I get from my dad is that I find cooking relaxing, and I'm usually asked to contribute 2 dishes to a potluck because I have found a way to make sure that I like spicy stuff, but I know not everybody can handle spicy stuff, so I have found ways of seasonings and just the right sauces to make things flavorful, but not spicy. Mm-hmm. So I would have to say when I won a chili cook-off at a job a couple of years ago, that was kind of like, okay, this is kind of cool.
Very cool. Is chili your specialty or is there another dish that you like to cook even more?
Stir fry.
Oh, good.
I like making a stir fry just over some rice and everything. Mm-hmm. Load up the veggies. I usually do a chicken stir fry, and it's healthy and it's filling and tastes good.
That's awesome. Very good. Well, if people want to find you, how do they find you on Twitter? How do they find, do you have a website?
I do have a website. I'm very bad at updating my own website, but aren't we all?
Yes.
And so my website is miriamgoldman.ca. My Twitter handle is Miri Goldman. And I'm also on Instagram under Dancing Sensei, which kind of makes sense.
It really makes sense, not just kind of. Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today? We got a few minutes still?
No, just the fact that depending on when this goes out, I don't know if it's going to be before. I don't think it'll be before, but it'll likely be after WordCamp Ottawa. So I guess I will promote WordCamp Ottawa 2020 in that case. And if anybody's listening to this or watching this, and especially if they're from Ottawa, we're looking for, going to want to have new blood for the organizing team for 2020. And I just want to say just that, and even your local WordPress community, get involved, because it has changed my life in the most positive way I could think of. And I think it could do that for anybody. And you don't have to be a developer. You can be a marketer, a blogger, a designer, or just an end user. There's something in the WordPress community for everybody.
I agree with you 100%. So what's the next camp besides Ottawa that you think you'll be at?
Hopefully, if I get accepted, would be Rochester, actually, is next on my list.
Very good. And that's in October.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I cannot make WordCamp Montreal work out this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at WordCamp Rochester and hopefully WordCamp Niagara Falls.
Very good. Yes, I'm hoping to do both. I mean, I definitely be in Rochester. It's in my own hometown.
Yeah.
But I'm also hoping to go to Niagara Falls. And I got my application in yesterday for Montreal. So awesome. We'll see if I get accepted there. It would be my third year. So who knows?
But yeah, Montreal is a great community. Unfortunately, with vacation times at my company and just the fact that I don't have a dog sitter that weekend, I will be able to attend Montreal this year, which I'm sad about, but it's nice to go to different camps, and I'm hoping that Halifax will release their dates soon so I can see if I can make that work.
Oh, very good. Yeah, if you do, tell Allison I said hi.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. You know, it's nice that my friends are supportive of this and come on the show with me. And it's also nice that there's a whole bunch of people I've never met before. And I'm looking forward to, I met some new friends earlier this week when I was doing some podcasting, and I have some new people that I'm looking forward to from all over the world that I'm going to be talking to over the next few months. So thank you for being part of that. I really appreciate you and our community, and appreciate you as my friend.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is a great idea, and I can't wait to listen to all the other episodes.
Fantastic. Well, the first one drops tomorrow, so I know that this is actually going to be airing in July, so tomorrow is actually June 7th, so it aired a long time ago if you're listening to this now, but it's still exciting.
Yeah, so that means that WordCamp Ottawa will have just wrapped up by the time this drops.
Exactly. So I had a great time at Ottawa. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. You're always welcome. And
yeah. So I don't know if everybody knows, Miriam is on the organizing team, and I'm actually the mentor for your camp this year. So, I joke that I'm definitely going to come and be there for you guys. So thank you very much.
We're always happy to have you.
I appreciate that. So, all right. So I will see you next month. And thanks again for being on the show, and enjoy the rest of your night. Bye, everybody.
Bye.